Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We are into another day in this deep freeze, and let's get your forecast live with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, the storm that brought us the snow Sunday and Sunday night has brought in the Arctic air mass. Temperatures only in the mid-20s yesterday, Susan. Today, we're going to struggle to get past 20. We'll start with sun, then clouds will increase from the next wave of low pressure that will stay well to our south and east. But all that thing does is just reinforce the cold later tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow, again, only near 20 with lows tonight. Single digits outside the city, low teens in the city. The cold will retreat ever so slightly on Thursday and Friday, but it will still be well below normal for this time of the year. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. I'll have a complete look at the four-day forecast in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As we brave the bitterly cold temperatures, we're hearing from the City Office of Emergency Management.
We checked in with OEM Commissioner Zach Iskel. Some basic common sense rules when temperatures are this bad.
People should bundle up. You know, they don't need to stay home. They can go about their lives, but they need to take precautions. They should not be outside for prolonged periods of time.
Unfortunately, Mike has to be out for prolonged periods of time. He's unloading pallets up and down Manhattan this morning off of his big rig. But you know what? He doesn't even look cold.
You think you're used to it, though? Like, actually, doesn't right at the moment,
I'm not shaking. I'm 61 years old, so I'm just used to it.
To go summer, winter, what's your preference? I mean, 88 summer. Or like where we are
I'd
now?
I'd rather be 88 now. 88.
And then when it's summer, we'll be complaining about that.
No,
right?
I don't complain. I like the heat.
The city tells us shelters, warming centers open all across the five boroughs. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 48th and 5th.
Day two of the second Trump term starts with the National Prayer Service this morning at the Washington National Cathedral. Day one saw now President Trump make good on his promise to toss the convictions or commute the sentences of his supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. The executive order applies to some 1,500 people, and overnight, two brothers, Andrew and Matthew Valentin from Stroudsburg, PA, became the first to be released from the central detention facility in D.C. In a statement, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer mocked Trump's inaugural address in which he referred to us entering a golden age, writing, quote, Donald Trump is ushering in a golden age for people that break the law and attempt to overthrow the government. Other executive orders withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement, withdrew the United States from the World Health Organization, rescinded dozens of directives put in place by Joe Biden, including those related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and rolled back protections for transgender and non-binary people by saying the federal government would only recognize two genders. The order on that said it was to, quote, protect women specifically from radical gender ideology. On immigration, the president declared an end to birthright citizenship, something that requires a constitutional amendment, and so that's already facing a legal challenge from the ACLU. In addition,
Trump wants to end illegal entry and says troops will be sent to the border. Murad Awada with the Immigration Coalition says this is a message of cruelty.
One of their biggest goals is to actually instill this massive amount of fear in communities across the country.
It's unclear who the deportations will target, but Karina Kaufman Gutierrez with the Street Vendor Project is worried because 96% of New York street vendors are immigrants.
We're already hearing from a number of our members that they are no longer going to be working as street vendors anymore because they fear that there's no protection for them in their work.
Trump says millions of criminal aliens will be deported and that he'll use federal power to eliminate foreign gangs. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One of President Biden's last-minute pardons was for a local immigrant rights leader who had faced deportation during the first Trump presidency.
It's been 7 years since Ravi Ragbir was detained at the federal building in Lower Manhattan.
So it's a long, long journey.
One that came to an end Sunday with a pardon and praise from President Biden for Ragbir's efforts to promote justice and human dignity.
This is one of the few victories, and it's a victory that other people can follow and point to and say, hey, it is possible.
But the fight is not over for Ragbir.
Unless we step up as a people who are not going to allow ourselves to cower in fear, we will be repeating history, and we don't want to go there.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Night one of Governor Hochul's new subway safety plan, and 1010 Winds went for a ride.
I tapped my phone at the turnstile and walked into the subway. We started at the 1 train at South Ferry and then headed uptown. Hopped on the 2 and then the 3. Ralphie is a late night barber on the subway.
But with the presence of a cop, the chances are slim to none that something's going to happen.
And where do you normally ride the subway to?
All over, because there's women everywhere. I have to cut their hairs.
We also met Allie, who rides the subway to make her overnight shifts.
Honestly, it doesn't make me feel any different.
As for cops, well, we didn't see any on board the 3 trains we were on tonight, but NYPD's first rollout of cops on board subways overnight has begun. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the 1 train.
We are weeks into congestion pricing, but New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is hoping the new Trump administration will help put the brakes on the Midtown toll.
Governor Murphy may be the first of many sending a letter to the Oval Office asking President Trump to re-examine the very plan he too disapproves of. Amit is an Uber driver, and he's feeling the effects of congestion pricing firsthand.
A lot of people don't want to take rides. Some people, when they get to the area, they prefer to get out and then walk to the destination, which is not usually far from the non-congestion area.
He's Manhattan-based, but takes trips to New Jersey often, like today.
I hope that the new president with Governor Murphy can really work out a way to benefit everyone, to help the MTA and the struggling citizens.
Now, in that letter, Murphy reminded Trump of his previous commitment to terminate the program, saying the two's priorities may align on this matter. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fort Lee.
Celebrating a civil rights icon and slamming Eric Adams. That was the scene Monday at the MLK Day event at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
The event was as much about who was there as who wasn't. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams blasted the mayor.
And some that should be here celebrating Dr. King with us in this room have chosen to go to Washington to celebrate Felon 47.
Governor Kathy Hochul, an ally of the mayor, focused on the teachings of Dr. King.
Who calls on us to look out for others. These are our brothers and sisters. That's in my DNA since I was a little child.
Democratic Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez used the words of Dr. King, calling on the audience to use creative dissension to challenge injustice and promote social change. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.